gun bill that affected urban areas and and rural areas differently. And clearly, you know, there was an enthusiasm for firearms that exist that's totally different than you would see in an urban area.
But you're going to hold fast on your opposition or your support of the governor's gun bill. This didn't really change your mind at all?
Well, there's certain things about the governor's gun bill that are good. I think we definitely need to have background checks. I think that we definitely should keep these weapons away from people who are mentally ill. And I agree that there's some changes that need to be made to, help manufacturers that are in the state to stay in the state. So, yeah, it's certainly not a done deal yet. There's parts of the bill that I can live with. There's parts of the bill that I can't.
But shooting an assault-styled weapon, did that leave an impression with you? Was it even fun?
Oh, it was definitely an experience I'd never had before. But I asked him, I said, well, how come I can only shoot one at a time? And he said, well, no, this is a sporting rifle. An assault rifle is where you can squeeze the trigger and have multiple bullets come out. So
you learned something.
I learned something.
Yeah.
You favor amendments and changes to the bill or not, but not, it wouldn't cause you to vote against it?
Well, again, we're going to have the bill hearing on Friday, and I know we're going to have discussions as to what parts of the bill we can, our committee can live with, what parts we can't. There's a clear need for the bill, but I think especially the background checks and the parts keeping guns away from the mentally ill, clearly that needs to be done.
The fingerprinting should stay in?
I'm not so sure the fingerprinting is necessary. I mean, I think that's kind of an intrusion into this person's privacy. I don't see how it's going to I've not been convinced that this is going to make a difference in terms of gun violence in Baltimore City, to have fingerprints.
It's not going to stop illegal guns.
No. I mean, the people who buy guns legally will be fingerprinted, and those who have illegal guns won't be fingerprinted because they didn't get them in the normal channels. So we're basically putting, I think, my private citizens at a disadvantage by having their privacy exposed and not the privacy of criminals.
All right, thank you, sir. Continue.